It's episode 11. It's a cat fight, there's a dungeon, and we're planning a trip. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Because I ain't no Hollaback girl. Yeah. It is Sunday night. Welcome to the AfterBuzz Clubhouse for the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Heyo.
We're missing Convo, but we're Hollaback girls. We're holding it down. I got my panel, my girls with me. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drew Jones.
What's up, party people? It's Erica Edwards.
Yes, it's episode 11. We have a lot to talk about. It's going to be a fantastic show. We have a fully loaded news and gossip section for you guys. Some tweets, a fashion segment. It's going to be so good. So stay tuned. We open up with a cat fight. Portia versus Candy. Ding, 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 ding.
I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm over Candy being obsessed with Portia's love life. Just like, cut it out, girl. Please.
And I mean, Candy never actually saw what happened. So I need her to be the bigger person and be like, Portia, what happened? Or whatever.
Even Marla was like, Candy didn't call?
Now.
Hold on. There was an incident at the event and Candy didn't call.
Yeah, that's totally trifling.
There was all sorts of name calling going on. It was a continuation of last week. It starts off kind of weird because the episode opens up and Portia's like, you're a biatch. So it's very interesting. Candy's like, let me get out of here. And Tanya's like, I'm trying to host a party. Please don't leave. I got food. Candy's like, I'm going to stay then.
Of course.
I mean, facts. So that's how you get me to calm down.
I mean, for me, it was a really good episode. Shamari eating while everybody was fighting is like my personal aesthetic in life.
It's just a mood.
I mean, it's so good. It's me all of 2019. While there's drama, I'll be eating in the back.
Minding my own business.
God, yeah. So Tanya's trying to host. So she's like, don't leave. The hibachi grill has just started. We got outfits for everybody. That was nice. I love that, you know, she's really playing hostess because she knows these women, they don't like anything ordinary.
Fact.
They were impressed with the hibachi room. But there's an IKEA lamp in the corner. Let me just say that. Sorry about the shade, y'all. But it was a beautiful house, beautiful private room in that hibachi room. But there's no air conditioning system. And there's an IKEA lamp in the corner. So there's something happening. There's cutting corners. We're cutting corners.
Good Lord. I
see it. Well, all right. Whatever. So the open relations, the shade is going to follow Shamari for a little bit. She wasn't there for the jokes, which was kind of funny, but Candy unfollowing folks.
Okay.
That's like, a big deal these days.
But
unfollowing
so,
people, we're fighting.
It's so petty. Like, y'all are grown. Like, I am about to be 27 years old, and I'm not sitting here telling people, like, I'm going to follow you. Like, you just unfollow, keep it cute, keep it pushing, leave it be. She's just so extra.
But she didn't tell her. She just said
that
loud.
But she made a spectacle of it to everybody.
She was like, let me unfollow her right quick. And I'm like...
Candy's trifling, but Portia did unfollow her first. So that is what you do when someone unfollows
but she
you.
Did,
you unfollow,
she did, yeah, but she didn't say, she didn't make a big thing out of it. She just unfollowed her. Like, that's how you do it. You just, everyone's going to be like, oh, Drew is, you know, team Portia all day, which you might be right. But you just, when you unfollow people, you just unfollow it. You don't say nothing. You just keep pushing. Mind your own business.
What I loved was how Bravo TV propped up Candy's Instagram and you see the followers deduct. Hilarious. I'm telling you, once again, shout out to the Bravo editors. Yes. Y'all deserve Emmys. I'm serious. You're making such good television.
I
commend you. You guys, one thing that I was noticing was the fashions. I noticed they were trying to get covered up by these Harajuku robes and stuff. But y'all, there was some really good outfits. So let's talk about the fashion for a minute.
Yes.
Turn it up a little bit. RuPaul, who is like the queen of fashion, always take advice from a queen. Mm-hmm. Remember that little, I don't know if you guys ever watched The View, but RuPaul was on The View once and Joy Behar was like, you think I'm going to take advice from a drag queen? And so RuPaul was like, she came for me. So I waited for the laughter to die down. And then I said, oh, you better take it from somebody, Joy.
Yes. Come on, Mama Ru.
Oh, so freaking funny. Yes. But that's what I really want to bring up. The fashion, Marlo is going to be voted best dress. That pink dress, pull it up on the screen. Yes, right there. The girls are out.
Body.
I love the little pumps right there. It's simple. It's eleganza.
It's actually pretty classy for Marlo. She's usually a little bit more like bougetto on the
but I love when she's bougetto, though.
I love it, too, but I like this classy of Marlo. I like this classy this Marlo great on for her. Sure. So she looked great tonight, for sure.
Wait, so hold on, though. What... I don't know who's texting me right now. Y'all need to stop because it's coming through my computer and it's making me laugh. It's about the show. They need to stop it.
Good Lord.
Okay. The one thing that I will have to say, though, is that Marlo looked pretty throughout the episode. I even liked that long, flowy thing. It was giving me Britney Spears Crossroads.
Okay.
Circa the very last scene with the really long flaps.
Now the girl, not yet the woman.
Oh, my God. Drew, this is why. This is why I love you. Ugh. Connection. Okay, so the 10-year challenge is all over Facebook, so you know the girls had to play. Let's pop this thing up.
Yes.
Oh, honey. Yeah. Oh, God, what a change from, like...
And praise God for that change. They look amazing.
It looks from, like, the Real Housewives of Swamp Valley to the Real Housewives of... DC or something. I don't know.
They just it's look, like from country to city. Which
I
is
know.
So
they just
cool.
look so like chic.
Freshman year to senior year.
Yeah. Yes.
But can I just say, Candy did her own and like she, Candy's so hot. Like her body is just like ridiculous to me. And like
not
her,
according to Portia.
Her 10 year was like, because she's always been pretty, but like looking at pictures back then and then looking at pictures now, I'm like,
she
damn,
looks
girl.
Good with meat on her, right?
She does.
Like, I don't she think looks, she looks good super skinny like
she
that.
She looks amazing.
And I'm so glad that Candy got her hair together.
Yeah.
I mean that in a good way. Like, I like burgundy or whatever the color she used to have. But I like her hair.
I love her bundles.
Bundles are nicer than those crazy cuts she used to have.
Looking at
in
that
the beginning.
Photo makes me happy because I love these women. The women of Atlanta are incredible. Shout out to the chat. I see you guys. And Lawrence Folk says all the Atlanta women are superior. And I believe it. Yes, I agree with that.
I totally agree.
All right. So this is what's happening. Eva's like, girl, I'm here to make amends. You know, I don't want to fight with anybody. Tanya joins in, is like, I want to apologize too. Nene seems sympathetic, but not before throwing in a little shade herself. She was like, I met you at Swag.
Facts. I mean.
Facts. But exactly. What Tanya said was true. She was like, look, I'm not trying to be shady, but Christian Dior and Swag Boutique, I mean, it's different. Let's just keep it real.
It is different. And we've definitely had this debate last week. Like, you just don't diss your friends like that. So, I mean, if you think the person is your friend.
Yeah,
so,
also, she's like, it's her business, you know? Yeah. She's something she worked hard for. Like, I get what she's trying to say, but I also understand where Nene was like, okay.
Yeah, it's
like,
a little shady.
That's a little shady.
But, yeah. I mean, obviously, Portia was feeling better because she just opened up this can of worms and decided to, like, be a little shady at the table. Now that I'm over my fight with Candy, like, I'm going to open up another can of worms. Like, weren't you shady towards Cynthia? And I'm just like...
Well, I'm glad because a lot of times Eva was shady towards Cynthia, but it was like to the camera or to us or in the confessional or whatever. So it's like, okay, put it out there because she has been shading Cynthia really since the season started. So I'm like, okay, you know, be real with it.
But it seems like Eva's not taking it lightly. It'll all come out later in the Tokyo scene, obviously. Let's move on to the Leeks estate where Greg is being... kind of like a stubborn, grouchy man. Mm-hmm. No disrespect, but come on. Like, no one likes a grumpy old man. No one likes a grumpy old man, especially when they're trying to help you. Alkaline foods and alkaline foods only. He has a support system, and he has the resources. Like, not a lot of people have the resources to get the best doctors and the best treatments and have a fully... supporting, loving family. I saw like 12 kids in that kitchen.
Yeah, that's what kind of bothered me because, again, I've been super sick before to the point where I had to go through a lot of situations. And, like, one, the best thing you can possibly do is to keep a positive attitude because, like, it really does change things immensely if you, like, go into it with a steady mind.
I think it helps her health.
It does, for sure. But the fact that, like, you're so blessed to... have the supporting family and to have the finances to be able to have the best doctors and to be able to afford to go and, you know, get a vegan chef and all these things. And you're still being rude and disrespectful. Like, that's very, I don't know. That just really, I love Greg normally, but that really, like, irked me a little bit. Because I was just like, that's very ungrateful on your behalf. And I understand the cards are
going
not.
Off on the chef.
Yeah, like, unnecessarily.
I agree with that. Although, I will say, shout out to that chef. Because she was like, look, you know what I mean? I'm going to get your business. You're not going to spoil my shine.
Okay.
On network TV in front of millions of people.
She was like, you tell me what you want, and I will make a menu.
Whatever you want, I'll make a menu out of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. She stayed calm.
You don't
calm.
Want carrots? You're not going to have any
exactly.
carrots.
Exactly.
She's got her coin.
Exactly. She was like, you're not going to make me look crazy on national TV. Mm-hmm. Not today. So she did a
forward
great
to the
job.
Scene. Nene's like, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, yes, ma'am.
Yes. She was like, she whatever that. You need, I'm cooking.
That good old Southern job. Hospitality.
Amen.
You know what, though? It's like a job. So I just feel like he needs to let people do their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Set the precedent. Like, alkaline foods only. Don't bring me nothing.
Right.
Don't bring me a carrot. Because I said specifically, alkaline foods only. So if you have to look it up and only go by that list, that's fine. But don't bring me anything else. That's what I want.
Yeah. And what was interesting about this scene is that we know that Nene and Greg have been having these issues like in real time on Instagram and the Shade Room, etc. now. But it's interesting that they kind of laid the groundwork so we can kind of see Nene's perspective. Because originally we were like, oh, yep. My gosh, Nene's going off on him in social media. But now we kind of see the backstory behind
exactly.
it, which is appreciated.
And
actually.
You see that she's not like reacting to him. She's
yeah.
being very patient.
Right.
Like, even when the party was happening, he was trying to, like, go off on her. She, like, simply told him to do something like, oh, they need to come sit down. He's like, stop treating me like... She's like, they have to go sit down, don't they? Like,
right. Yeah,
he's exactly. being a little ridiculous. Like, you need to chill out. Aren't you sick? Relax.
Yeah, chill.
All right. So, the only thing that kind of broke my heart is that, like, I felt like in Nene's eyes, like, I felt like those eyes were telling me I am ready to get away from his ass.
Yeah.
So let's move on to something a little bit more positive. The new lovebirds are going to lunch, and she's inviting all the ladies with them for a little Q&A. Y'all got 3 minutes. He's Will. I mean, he's a hill, not a will. Because when there's a will, there's obviously not a way. So.
Yes. I love the little shade he threw. I thought he was such a team player. Like, I don't know. I really, really like Mike Hill. I think he's such a team player. I think he knows what he's walking into.
Mm-hmm.
I think he
totally.
Just genuinely loves Cynthia. And it was cute. And I like that he was down to play.
Yeah, I like the way he handled it. Because, I mean, that's how you're going to have to deal with them one way or the other. So it's better to kind of try to win them over from the beginning, from jump, answer their little crazy questions, mm-hmm. and keep it moving. So I thought that was a great way to handle the whole situation.
And he got a 756 credit score, honey. So
okay. 765.
Boom. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? The thing about
get those extra points.
I feel like the reason that he's so well with this kind of situation is because he is a TV guy.
Right.
So it's like, I feel like it's better because there's an honesty there. You know what I mean? With Will, we were obviously smelling the desperation.
Oh, Lord.
Smelling that he wanted to just be on TV. And the girls smelt that as well. Obviously, they were right about that.
Plus, I mean, let's just keep it real. He probably has some familiarity with the show. He's already seen what Will and Peter went through. So you already know going in, mm-hmm. you need to have a game plan if you're going to talk to any of these women,
yeah.
really.
And I really do feel like they really like each other.
Yeah.
Like, the attraction
yeah.
is there. Mm-hmm. And I love that. So Candy's like, I'm going to ask about 10-minute quickies. And he's like, well, I'm going to tear it up then.
He sure did. I was like, okay, Michael, go ahead.
Marlo took it to another level, of course. But you know what, though? At least we know. And I feel like part of them were like, y'all, you're ridiculous, Marlo. Stop it. But we're kind of glad you asked.
Yeah, I know.
Lisa's out in the clear.
So when were you screamed? But we'll
yeah, can
you
someone
know.
Tweet us? Because
thank you. Send it in the DM.
It cut out. It cut
know.
Out.
Exactly.
So, yeah, like, the one thing I noticed, like, in the very beginning of this episode when it was just Candy and Marlo and then Eva came in, y'all noticed, like, Marlo can be so nice when she wants to be.
She sure
and,
can.
And, like, so, like, she was like, hey, baby, kiss on the cheek. You look nice. You look beautiful. Yeah, you look gorgeous. Like, I was just like, you're grounded. You're there. You're present. Who is this lady
right?
trying to get a peach?
I know. Marlo has been in every single episode this season. Like,
I don't know, though. I'm becoming a fan of, like, Tanya. And I'm like, give her a peach, too, because she is really working it. Marlo, like, she gets a little alcohol in her, and then she can get a little ridiculous, which I don't like about her. So I feel like Tanya has a better chance of getting a peach. But I'm just saying, Marlo, I'm giving you some love because... Just like you did last season, I gave you a bunch of love with bun thing and everything. We were rooting for you to become a housewife. You didn't come to AfterBuzz TV. But
I know, right?
I'm giving you some love again that you're best dressed.
We could be a way in, Marlo. Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. Just so you know. Come into the clubhouse. Sit on the couch. Let us know your thoughts.
Yes.
Welcome to the dungeon.
Ayo.
Candy is saying she's done and she doesn't want to talk about it anymore. But the one thing she's ready to talk about. She's ready to turn a negative into a positive. So, Shamari, come on over. Let's go shopping for lingerie. And let's talk about this dungeon show. I want a dungeon show. There's no more handouts for Portia. Sorry, boo-boo. You ain't getting no more projects. Shamari's replaced you. She gonna get all the projects now.
Oh, my God.
What do we think about this scene?
I love that Candy, for the most part, was doing something that didn't have anything to do with Portia. Because I genuinely do like Candy. I think she's a boss. Like, I love seeing her, like, create and do stuff like this because I think it's dope. And I like the Shamari and her team up. I thought that was a fun combo.
Yeah.
They're both kind of like...
And Shamari's body's hot. Like, it's not just like a normal skinny body. Like, she's got a rack, too.
Yeah, she got a little thing going on.
I mean, I'm sure it's altered, but she still looks good. Like, I'm giving you a shout out. You look good.
Yeah, I love the Shamari and Candy team up. Although, in my heart, I feel like part of the reason why Shamari is teaming up with Candy is because Shamari is against Portia. So, I mean, because Shamari shows, she throws digs at Portia like every episode, pretty much. So. I don't know.
I think Shamari just throws digs where she can because it's her first season. She has to make an impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think she came in like kind of just like, I'm just going to be cool. And then she noticed like the shade was just coming from every direction. So she's like, I got to buck up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I mean? True, so I'm going to start throwing the shade. I really feel like even though Ronnie's browless and sometimes they just put it on us a little too hard and everything and the relationship history that we know, I really do feel like there's like a little connection there and I like it. I like that she FaceTimed him and it was all about that. I believe that.
I think their marriage is a cute one. It seems to be in a decent place.
They're homies and I like that. Like, no, I don't say that with any shade. Like, I like when couples are friends before anything and you can tell that they genuinely like being around each other, and I like that.
I'm just happy that Candy has a storyline. She has a project. She has a show. So she's gonna do something now and not talk about Portia.
I'm excited to see it. I like what anytime Candy gets into the freak nasty stuff. I'm like, go ahead.
Well, yeah, she spent $1,200 at the store.
Pocket change.
Yay.
Pocket change. So I feel like it's gonna work out. And she said it's coming. Like, you know, when they plan stuff, it just happens.
Yes, exactly.
The factory can just pop out these things. Let's move on. Portia's at the therapist, and she's revealing she's taken, and she's got a little PJ coming. But where she is spilling is the truth, and it's her truth, though. The one thing I do want to reveal, there's a lot in this little chunk that we have to talk about, but the one thing that I do just want to get out of the way is the one thing that we're going to talk about a little bit later with Dennis. She changes her story again about the fighting thing, about like being at the event. You know what I mean? Like when she was talking to Dennis, she was like, well, me and Dennis were together. And then they walked up to us.
Right.
I'm like, and then you said to the therapist that you walked up to her. And then I believe like when she was talking to Dennis, she said something like, you know how, cause we was fighting or something like that. And I was like, did you just admit that you were fighting? Just, I don't know. There's just nothing consistent. Like if I was like, straight up thrown out of a party for like being like wrongfully accused, my story would not change. Like I would be like, I was sitting there and then this happened. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well,
it's just a lot of inconsistencies.
I watched her tell what happened and I think all the stories make sense from the setup. I don't know if you've seen pictures of the setup of the party, but there were like couches and stuff. So hypothetically, if he's like standing right there and I'm sitting here, technically we're together. So she was saying that the girl came up to Dennis like that. And so she got up and was like, what's up? But they're still in the same little vicinity.
Yeah.
So I think that's what was going on there. Again, I'm not trying to cape or anything. I think that's what the situation, I don't think she's like changing her story.
I just feel like I would, because of this sort of thing, I would just keep that so like, I don't know. But the one thing that I do want to say is that there was, like, a vulnerability there that we do have to talk about, because Portia has grown from, like, the person that we saw her 10 years ago, obviously. Oh, she doesn't want to lose herself again, and I like that. She was realizing, you know what? Like, I need to ask questions. And I'm like, good, finally, yes, you do.
Yeah.
Because obviously this is you're building a foundation. Like, I don't know. She just, like, all of a sudden found this perspective, this aha moment. And I'm actually glad, because it made sense. Sometimes we don't want to know the truth. But you know what? When it comes down to a situation like this, especially when there's, like, another little one, you need to, like, really take it into perspective. So I liked that aspect of the therapy session. We're going to put a little hiatus on the party thing, because it's going to come up again in the next thing we talk about with Dennis. So what do we think about Portia's growth before we talk about Greg's birthday?
I think she has grown a lot from both the issues she had with Cordell, because she was so, like, the weak wife with him, even though he was, like, kind of cuckoo. And I think she's also grown, to some extent, she's stronger in her combativeness with Candy, but not so quick to, like, I guess, throw hands on somebody. So I think she definitely has grown a lot, you know, lately. And I guess her anger management, all three classes that she went to have worked out.
Those flashbacks were crazy. He was like, what did I tell you? And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, I don't remember Cordell being like that.
But I think it's really important to, like, when she was saying, you know, why she does certain things, I think it's really interesting. And as an audience, it makes you understand her a lot more, like, why she does little things. Because, you know, seeing the flashbacks and stuff, like, it made sense to me why, like, she kind of blindly puts her faith in people and, like,
right,
like, I don't know, I just, it may, I forgot, it's very easy to, like, think of Portia as, like, you know, the big booty and the hair and, like, goofy and kind of dumb sometimes, or, but it was nice to see her kind of get, like, her own voice and see how much she's grown.
I definitely think she's grown, and I like that. I mean, she's become a woman, like, definitely.
Yeah, we love that. She realizes the Underground Railroad isn't underground anymore. She has totally grown.
You've grown so much. Your history lesson, you get a B plus. All right, well, NeNe's hosting a party for Greg's birthday, and he's still being grouchy, and we're like, dude. So NeNe clearly needs to vent a little bit, so Greg's sisters happen to be there, who is very thankful that she's been taking care of him. But I feel like NeNe was just, like, there to, like, vent and to have somebody to say out loud to, look, I'm getting tired. You know what I mean? Did you guys kind of feel like Greg's sister was like, I'm all about it, but hold up, like, there's still a line you're not going to cross. Did you kind of feel that?
Well, I didn't feel that, but I felt that it was so cute, because his sister was like, well, thank God you're doing it. So that was really nice. I got like, oh, thank God, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know it's tough for you, but keep going, because I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, that's the vibe I got.
Is that what I meant?
That's more what I got. It was, okay, it wasn't so much like, what you're not going to do is talk crazy about my brother. It was more so like, I'm not going to say anything that's going to make you be like, you know what, bump this, I'm done, because I don't want to do this.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to kind of like...
Because she was like, he comes home from the doctor and goes off on everybody. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because he's not getting, like, good news. And she's like, I'm sure it's tough.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's very tough for you. She's
like, it's really tough for you.
It really is. And
for you.
Sometimes you need to hear that. You're like, I'm having a tough time.
Yes.
And someone needs to go... Yes, you are.
You're
like,
thank you.
Yeah. And so, I loved that scene.
Someone's listening to me.
Yeah, because that seemed really like a real authentic scene for them. And I like that they were including all of his older kids. And those scenes actually seemed pretty authentic to me.
Yeah, I agree. Those.
Yeah. I see you guys in the chat. What are you guys talking about? Zac Efron? What are you guys talking about? Sometimes it's harder for the caretaker. Yes, it is. And then who wouldn't want a bullhorn in their face? Okay, they're going in about the Portia stuff. Y'all are fighting about Portia still. You guys, like,
Portia.
Portia's gonna be on Watch What Happens Live tonight. Give us the update if y'all are in the chat. Let me know what she said. Let me know. Did she change her story a sixth time?
I know, right?
All right. Let's move on. Portia and Dennis are hanging out, and they're being very honest with each other. He's being very passive and non-emotional, and she's being very emotional and hormonal. So it was kind of sad, because I feel like she was like, can you own it? please, like, own it. Own it. Can you own it? So then finally he was like, I kind of own it. And she was like, you know what? You're just not going to own it. You're not going to get it. And that was kind of sad to me because I feel like I just saw this like sadness in her eyes when she was sitting there on the bed and she's like, you're not going to get it. And I kind of feel bad because I feel like she was thinking, am I ever going to find someone that's going to get it? Like, I feel like this is the price we pay when we join this kind of business. Like, we don't know if someone really likes us for us or for what will we do because we're on camera, because we're in this business. So I kind of, I can kind of relate to that. So I just, I felt a little sadness for her. But what do you guys think about his passiveness, about him owning it, and this whole text gate, the Dennis text gate, like Spencer Whitlow said?
I don't think he necessarily did anything wrong. But I do understand where she's like, we agreed whether this whether the text messages were innocent or not, we agreed that we're cutting off exes. And you kind of, like, abused my trust in the sense. It's not that you did anything.
You just didn't say thank you next fast.
Like, yeah. Exactly. Like, you didn't cut this off, like we said. And even though it wasn't anything crazy, it's still just the principle of it all. And I think, like, with him, I don't think he gets why.
Well, because he feels like the texts were innocent, but she's like, I'm just upset that you're texting in general.
Yeah, which I understand, like, on his side, I didn't do anything, like, I didn't say anything crazy, but I think her opening up and being like, this is why this makes me feel the way it does was really big of her, and I hope that at least now, because clearly she's super pregnant right now, I hope that he has come to a point where he kind of understands, like, I'm dealing with someone who's been in an abusive relationship before, and I need to be a little bit more thoughtful with how I handle things.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think there's thoughtful, and I think that there's honest. Like, if you say, we're cutting off exes, and I'm not going to contact my ex, and then you do, then obviously that's going to mess with my trust because you told me something different from what you did, which is a lie. So to me, for him to just be like, look, I said I was gonna stop and I did, I'm sorry, that's all he had to say. But he kept saying, oh well, you know, it was innocent and I didn't know she was dealing with messy people. No, dude, you said you were not gonna text your ex and you did, so that's a problem, you know, because that's not, you weren't being consistent with what you said and what we laid down as rules for each other. So I mean, and he never really admitted that. He apologized because he doesn't want her to be upset, but he didn't admit that he wasn't truthful.
He showed her the text, which, you know, I feel like that was his way of going, like, look, it was completely innocent or whatever, but it's just a principal fact, and I feel like Portia's just having issues because of everything that she's dealt with. You know, obviously we take what we has happened to us, and we try to learn from it, try not to make the same mistakes, and when we feel that, like, deja vu coming up, we're like, hold up, hold up. So I just feel like this is just her way of reacting to everything that she's been through. And she's like, dude, like, I'm pregnant with your baby, so I don't really want to be doing this.
Yeah, but not just that. I mean, it's not a vacuum. They all know how anything you do is going to be under a microscope. So if you tell me something and it's not true, it's going to come back because the cameras are running.
You're
so
like,
you
have to. This is the new world.
Exactly. You need to be more honest than you typically would be. You know.
Someone said she's being dumb on Watch What Happens Live as usual.
Oh, Lord. You guys are so mean. But so true. Okay.
All right. Let's move on. We have a lot of things to talk about. Let's do some tweets because the internet is buzzing. Tweet, 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 tweet it up. Tweet me at Hollywood Liam. Goodbye. All right, let's pull up these tweets. The first one is from Marlo, and she was getting into a fight with Shamari on Twitter. They were going back and forth because Shamari was on Watch What Happens Live, and she said something about Marlo being shady, and she's like, oh, God. So Marlo went on Twitter while Shamari was still on the air and was like, see, Shamari, once again, I have to school you on fabulosity, edible arrangement. My toddler nephews don't even eat that. Try a nice Godiva chocolate package. And the alias I'm using this weekend is wife to Ronnie, same as you.
Because she also, Ronnie and Shamari also went on the Breakfast Club and they asked about it too. So they, you know, were beefing.
And so Shamari responds to her, oh, you're welcome, friend of the show. I love that shade.
Ice, on, baby.
Oh, I love that. I'll be sure to send you an edible arrangement when I get back to Atlanta after doing my New York City press tour for being a cast member. Yeah, so which hotel? Alias. So obviously that was the reply to her. So yeah, they were going back and forth. Ooh, it was goodness. Really good. Let's bring up the other, not the other tweet about the taxes. Or not. Okay, so this one is from me. Make sure to follow me at Hollywood Leon. And I say, I feel like Portia has changed her story like 4 times now. Because I really feel like she did. And tonight, when I go home and watch what happens live, and they talk about this, I'm sure there's going to be something tiny bit different again.
Good Lord. Oh, good golly.
Look, I'm not saying I'm Team Candy, but I'm just not Team Portia. Look, just because... I know that Portia was a little bit in the wrong at the party situation.
For sure.
She All was right. totally sober, y'all. She had the chance to be the what's it called?
The bigger person.
The bigger person.
Something you know nothing about.
Okay. Well, I am big. I do know about that. All right. That's the tweet one that we bring up. Yes, yes, yes. So this is like a very like crazy tax tweet. This is what Conversation Piece was contributing to the tweet section. Thank you, Convo. It says, hey, one-hit wonder, Shamari DeVoe. Marlo is so out of line.
Bring it,
I don't
girl.
Want your life owing. I don't want your life owing almost $400,000 in back taxes and sharing the legend with other women. Yeah, that's what I strive for. Focus on your husband and career, not me. I am not your storyline. Shit, I guess I am. I'll be ready for our next press run then.
I know, right?
Oh, man. So is that the Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So apparently the digs are just... Shamari and Marlo are really coming for each other. I feel like it's personally very entertaining, so I'm here for it.
I was going to say, Marlo posted a video of an outfit she was wearing, and she was playing Bring It All to Me by Black in the background. And people were like, why are you playing this? She was like, this song still slaps. Like,
I know, right?
It does. I'm sorry, but Black, they only might have had 2 hits, but they were really good. And I am Team Shamari on this one because she claps back at every time. She's not taking it laying down, and I'm here for it.
I like
Let's
it.
Move on. To news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I'm out of water. Let me tell you about this mofo. Peter. Peter from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Patricia, as we used to call him back in the day. Patricia wants to get her peach back. So he goes on Instagram Live and decides that he wants to talk about... Drew?
This trick wants to talk about how black women, especially dark-skinned black women, shouldn't have blonde hair. And he basically was coming at, you know, how black women, you know, how
He said it doesn't
hair.
Look good.
And guess what, Peter? We don't give a damn. We sure don't.
Peter, you don't even have hair.
Exactly.
So how are you telling us what to do?
Why are you all the way mad?
Thank you.
Why are you mad, Peter? Honestly.
I don't understand him. And he knew what he was getting himself into. He was like, I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but...
Because he's a Jamaican man.
Like...
Were you drunk, Peter? What? Why do you not have anything else better to do than talk about women's weave and women's hair
color? It's during the day, and he's driving, and there's a car behind him.
This is what I have to say about this, and hope to the men who are watching the show and whatnot. It is hard. I know this is hard for y'all to believe.
Oh, wait. We have a video.
Oh, let's watch a video.
Play
the
video. Play the video.
Yo, I'm going to say some and I probably get a lot of flack for it.
Goodbye.
I just drove by and saw something I got to comment on. I love women. Love black women. Oh, my God, I love y'all. Okay. But also love black women to wear their natural hair. If you want to process it, if you want to iron it, if you want to add some extension to it, I'm all good with all of that. But y'all got to know that everything is not for everybody. I don't like to see people darker than me. Black as is me.
That's okay? So rude.
Woman, okay, wearing blonde hair. Or honey blonde hair.
All right, we can stop
and
it there.
It's not even done right.
Let's just go with the she. Patricia's ridiculous. She doesn't even have any hair. And the one thing about opinions is like, everybody has them. Yeah. And we actually didn't ask for yours because you're not on the show. And you're not even married to a housewife anymore. So stick to bar one.
Yeah,
Greta.
I'm not. When I go get my hair done, I'm not like, what would Peter like?
Exactly. Keep it to your girlfriend.
Erica, go ahead,
all right,
girl.
You guys. So Cynthia and her boo, Mike Hill, have reached another first. They recently took a their first trip together to Ghana, Africa. What? And this is a picture there. So she went across the ways, across the waters to Africa with her man. So
come on.
Go ahead, get it, girl.
I wonder how long it takes to go to Ghana.
It's like a 10-hour flight.
Probably at least 10 or 11 hours.
That's crazy.
Sure.
Oh, man. I would have to fly first class for that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Cynthia. Hope you have fun.
Yes.
Well, guys, that is our show. Make sure to follow us and stay up to date with all of us. Make sure to send us your tweets so you can be featured on our Twitter Sphere show. Make sure to follow me at my social media, at Hollywood Leanne. I have a very special announcement with AfterBuzz TV coming up. I'm going to be doing an all Bravo show, not just Real Housewives, but I'm going to be talking about it all with some very star AfterBuzzers. So make sure to check it out. It's going to be kind of like a guys watching Bravo thing. Put that in your pipe, Jerry O'Connell, and smoke it. Shade to the play-by-play that didn't make it. But make sure to stay with us. We'll be back next Sunday. Conversation piece will be here. And make sure to stay tuned because this season is going to get really, really good. They're going to go to Tokyo. We're going to have some guests. We're going to have some after buzzers. I mean, some Real Housewives of Atlanta professional commentators. Our couches are going to be filling up in the next couple weeks, so make sure to stay with us. We appreciate everything that you do for us, watching us, downloading us, and subscribing to our channels. Girls?
And I am your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
All right, party people. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in Dor Edwards.
Yes, Candy's on Big Brother. We'll talk about it next episode on our news and gossip section. We'll see you next Sunday. Bye, After Buzzers.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.